Trademark troubles topple new business. I had to practice that headline a couple different times. Trademark troubles. We're going to hear today from a small business owner whose clever branding leads to an unexpected legal battle. This is not too fun. Nobody wants to be in an unexpected legal battle. So how can you avoid it, or what can you learn from the process? Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Failure Friday. Failure Friday, a collection of short stories about mistakes, missteps, disasters, all the things that don't go well. So you get to hear directly from a side hustler who's encountered this difficulty, whether it is in choosing the wrong business idea or losing some momentum or motivation, failing to attract customers, a struggle with marketing perhaps, a struggle with pricing too low, too high, whatever the case may be, or sometimes an external event, which is what we have here from Derek. Derek has encountered an external event. He has to pivot, make some changes, do something different moving forward. So what can we learn from the process? How can we take a positive point of inspiration from what is potentially a challenging story? Well, let's hear Derek's story. Derek from North Carolina. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
My name is Derek Patel, and I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've always been into tech, so when I decided to start a side business selling refurbished electronics, I was thrilled. I wanted a name that would be catchy and memorable. After brainstorming sessions fueled by too much coffee, I landed on Renew Tech. It perfectly captured what we did, giving new life to old technology. I enlisted a graphic designer friend to create a sleek logo, and we were off to the races. The business took off faster than I expected. Within 3 months, we had a steady stream of orders, positive reviews, and even a small but growing social media following. I was starting to dream about quitting my day job and going all in on Renew Tech. Then came the email that brought everything crashing down. It was from a lawyer representing a much larger company that specialized in enterprise-level IT asset disposition. The similarity in our names wasn't a coincidence, it was a trademark infringement. At first, I thought it must be a mistake. Surely Renew and Tech were common words that anyone could use. But as I dug deeper into the trademark law, my heart sank. Not only was their trademark valid, but they had been using it for years before I came along. The cease and desist letter gave me two options: change our name immediately or face legal action. The lawyer fees alone would bankrupt my fledgling business, let alone any damages I might have to pay. I had no choice but to rebrand. I settled on Second Life Electronics as our new name. It wasn't as catchy, and it felt like a step backward. Some of our regular customers were confused by the change, and we definitely lost some sales in the transition. The whole ordeal was a harsh wake-up call. In my excitement to launch the business, I had completely overlooked the importance of trademark research. A simple search could have saved me thousands of dollars and countless headaches. I reached out to a small business advisor at our local chamber of commerce, feeling defeated. Her advice was both comforting and eye-opening. "This happens more often than you think," she told me. "But the businesses that survive are the ones that learn from it and come back stronger." With her guidance, I not only rebranded, but also took steps to protect our new name. We filed for our own trademark, created a more comprehensive business plan, and I even took a basic course in business law. It took nearly 6 months for our sales to return to the previous levels, but in that time, I gained knowledge and experience that made me a much savvier business owner. Today, the business is doing better than ever. We've expanded our product line and even opened a small physical store. And you can bet that prominently displayed on our wall is our framed trademark certificate, a constant reminder of the lesson we learned the hard way. This experience taught me that in the world of side hustles and small businesses, due diligence isn't just a fancy term. It's a crucial step that can make or break your venture. Sometimes, the most important research happens before you even make your first sale.
Derek, thanks so much for sharing the story. This one definitely sounds tough, but I'm glad you got through it. It also sounds like it could have been worse, so that's always a good thing to think about. How can you, when you encounter a challenge or a difficulty, how can you kind of cut it off at the pass to where it's more of an annoyance and not a huge disaster? Sometimes I just kind of let things go. I'm not very good at that. I might get an email about some trademark violation or something, and I would just ignore it. not necessarily the best strategy, just to be clear. And that's not the advice that I'm offering. So yes, what can you do to prevent this in the future or respond to a challenge that comes up? How can you move forward positively? That's what we're all about in this weekly segment. And of course, Side Hustle School in general is about daily tips, case studies, questions and answers, giving you the point of motivation to move forward with something practical to get closer to the goals that are important to you. That's what we're all about. Our global community of folks all over the world. That's crazy how it works. Global community all over the world. New episode out every single day, 7 days a week. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.